Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up? This is G Wright coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a good night so far. I hope you're sitting back and relaxing and enjoying yourself. What I'm going to do tonight is we're going to talk about in with the new. In with the new. And there's some things that I just want to share with you. And I'm just going to talk from my heart when this episode. In with the new, what constitutes new and newness, and how do you deal with new things in your life? How do you deal with new things? You know, we're talking about in with out with the old. You know, you have out with the old, in with the new. And I just want to talk about that and talk about some of the things that God is placing in my heart for me that I'm going to share with you. Today, I'm getting started today with this artist, and this is Lord Urane, Rich Smallwood with Vision. Now, bear back. What's going on, you guys? Be right coming to you live from the Baltimore area. Hope you guys are having a good night. This Hard Love Radio Show coming to you. I just playing for you, Rich Smallwood, with Vision, and that was Lord, You Reign. Tonight's message, you know, first of all, how you guys doing? How's your day? What's the inspirational word for today? I want to see if we're on the same page tonight. You know how we do. Those who are with me live, you know, this is G. Wright coming to you. I'm doing a Hard Love Radio Show on FaceTime. You can also call in on Blog Talk Radio at 657-383-1935. That's 657-383-1935. What's going on, Montreal? You know, I'll send a shout out also to Alice. What's going on, Alice? You know, what's the word for today? You know, today's message is entitled In with the New. In with the New. I think we talk about change. We talk about change. And we talk about wanting to change. But if we don't change anything, everything will stay the same. So sometimes in order to change, we have to step out of the box. We got to step out of the box. What I wanted to do tonight is hear from you guys. I mean, we had a great time together last week. And I know everyone's right now focusing on election and getting started with election. If you are calling in on the radio show on Blog Talk, just press 1. That lets me know that you want to come on live and talk with me while we're live. But tonight I was looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who exiled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, it's amazing when you look at these different, this NIV study Bible. If you look at King James, I learned the King James Bible version. It's just a little different, you know, but, you know, God's talking about newness. You know, sometimes we talk about change, but we don't really want to really, really change. We say it because it sounds nice to say, I want change and I want to change. But there's a difference. There's a different thing to actually change. So in with the new. But in order to allow something new to happen, we've got to let go of the old. And we have to remind ourselves that if we're going to say we're Christians, that we are in Christ, if anyone says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. New creation, that means that you're not going to necessarily think the way you used to think. You know, at least you shouldn't. You know, sometimes those things come with change, with the process. But if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. But I want to tell you that in with this title, In with the New, we have to allow the old to go. So if my sermon is titled In with the New, we, first of all, have to be willing to let go of the old. You know, sometimes we fall into doing things because it feels good and that's what we normally do. And we've always done it this way and we don't want to change it. And we say, you know, I don't want to go and do this. I don't want to go and do that because this is the way we've always done it. But I want you guys to think about that. What are some things that are in your life that you're not willing to let go of? And are you willing to let it go? What's up, Justice? What's up, Justice? Justice Walker, Justice Love in the house. What's going on, Tracy? You know, and tonight, for those who are just coming in, you know, people have been coming in and out. I understand that this is their voting season, so people are tired. People watching the elections. People trying to do whatever it is that they're doing tonight. But the title of tonight's message is In with the New. But my first point to you is this. In order for the new to come, we have to let go of the old. We have to be willing to change. What does that look like for you? What does change look like for you? How are you willing to let go of some of the old things so that you can allow the new things to come? Because I'm telling you, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, I'm going to go there. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, it says this. It's talking about old skin, putting new wine to old skin. Old wineskin, excuse me. Ah! What's going on, Mark? What's going on? What's going on, Justice? What's going on, Judas? Okay. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, it says this. It says, first of all, let me go to verse 16. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskin. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. They pour new wine into new wineskin, and both are preserved. Sometimes we say we want the blessings of God, but we don't want to go through what it takes to actually walk in that new anointing, to actually do the things that God has called us to do. It's easier for us to look at our brother and sister and say, you know, they have this, they've done this, they speak the word of God like this, their ministry is powerful, but they've gone through some things. You know, they've gone through some things that we might not have seen them go through. And then we say, Lord, we want to experience you. We want a change. We want something different. But then when God begins to work in our lives, he begins to change things in our lives, and we begin to sometimes shrink away from that. We begin to shrink away from the change. You know, God wants to do a new thing, but he's not going to put a new anointing, fresh anointing, and you have all that mess going on right now. That change has to come. So tonight's message entitled, "And What's the New?" But before that, before even the new can come, we have to let go of the old. How do you let go of the old? How do you let go of the old things in your life, those things that are preventing you from moving forward? What do you do? I want to hear from you guys. Talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me how you let go of some things in your life. What's going on, Justice? What's going on? Ah, you know, Justice, that's so true. True. Can't compare the anointings. You hit it. You done hit it on the head. You can't compare the anointings. No, now, when you guys are listening in, Justice is one of my good friends. We've been friends for pretty much over half our lives. The anointing, each person have an anointing. What's up, Calvin? We all, you know, to do what it is that God has called you to do. You have to walk in the anointing that God has given you. You have to walk in the gifts that God has given you. And your gift might be different from mine. And letting go of the old, you have to let go of the old thinking. You know, don't compare yourself to others. You know, don't compare what you can do with what this person can do. You know, it's like I've heard some people say this. When you have a music ministry or so, some people's music is going to be international. Some people's music is going to be national. Some people's music is going to be regional. You know, and you just got to walk in whatever it is that God has called you to walk in. Reach people God has called you to reach. But in letting and walking into the new season in your life, you got to be willing to just own the things that God has blessed you with. You know, focus on you. So I think even before you can begin to walk in the newness and of the things that God desires for you, you've got to own your shortcomings, own the things that God has blessed you with. You know, hey Daryl, you know, you got to own. What's going on, Cheryl? What's going on, Calvin? You got to just be willing to walk in the newness that God has given you. And I'm going to go to a song, you guys, so we can talk for a minute. This next song right here is Dorinda Clark Cole. What's up, Cleveland? Tonight we're talking about investing. And one thing that I've made in my mind is that what you want to do is we've got to make money.
Lord, I'm going to be real, really real for you.
Once for us, we have to be willing to let go of those relationships. But how many of you guys have some toxic relationships out there? Your relationships, like, you know, you just cannot let go or stop calling this person and We expect something different to happen, but it's the same cycle, the same thing, the same old, same old. Well, you know what? In this season, God is telling us this is time for something new. And sometimes you have to get tired of being tired. You got to get tired of going around the same circle. And so sometimes, so how do you guys let go of those relationships that are toxic? You know, Cheryl's saying sometimes it means letting go of those relationships that are toxic and not edifying. But how do you do it? You know, can someone want to share with me, share with us, how did you deal with that? Okay, Justice, all right. Justice Walker, she wrote, you have to have faith, which is God's currency, freely given to those who believe in him. That's right. That's right, Justice. Dr. Constance Nicole, she wrote, I stayed in one for 12 years. God sent me a team of angels to help me let go. That relationship was breaking me mentally and spiritually. And let me ask a question. Did it affect you physically as well? You know, because some toxic relationships are draining. They are so, so, so draining. I thank you for being transparent, Dr. Counselor Nicole, and sharing that. You know, the thing about it is that, yeah, this is what she wrote. I prayed to hear his voice and not that of my own. I asked him to keep me strong. You know, in that transitioning and letting go, I mean, letting go of the old can be sometimes difficult and it can be scary. It can be nerve-wracking. What's going on, Terry? We're talking about in with the new. But before you let go for the new, God can bring newness into your life. You have to be willing to let go of the old. Dr. Counselor Nicole, she wrote, yes, it affected me physically as I was sick all the time and depressed. I understand that feeling myself, Dr. Counselor Nicole. You're wondering what's the person going to do next. And sometimes, you know, we pray, God, if I'm not in any good relationships or friends or have good friendships, please take them out of my life. And then when God begins to work and do that, we're like, what are you doing, Lord? What's going on? How come this person's not calling me? They're not doing this. You know, their attitude has changed. But when it's time for something new, God will begin to work. And if we're saying, Lord, we're saying, praying, Lord, we want your will to be done. Sometimes the will is being done. And sometimes we don't even really recognize that we are even in a toxic relationship. Dr. Constance Nicole, she wrote, God made me so uncomfortable until I surrendered unto him. Once I surrendered, my healing began. You know, I understand exactly what you mean right there. That uncomfortability, feeling like just unsettled. And it's like, you know what? Look, either you're going to allow that relationship to run you into the ground and obviously allow the enemy to distract you from what it is that God wants you to do in that season, or you're going to let it go and begin to just trust him. And that goes along with that faith that Justice was talking about having that faith. You know, when you surrender and finally say, Lord, you know what? Not my will, but your will be done. You know, then God will begin to move. And again, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, in order for in with the old, out with the old, in with the new, allow God to change our minds. Then, and we have to be willing to be obedient to what it is that God is trying to do in our lives. And this is what Montreal wrote. I prayed that if he wasn't helpful to me spiritually, that God would move him. When God answered, I was upset, to put it mildly. God spoke and reminded me of what I prayed. God did it. You know what? That is so, so true. I understand how about being upset when God is trying to move in relationships and bring new things and letting go of the old. I understand what that feels like. You know, the same thing. God had to remind me. I prayed about it too. My girl Terry Sweeney, one of the sisters, she wrote this. Amen. She wrote, "Trust in the Lord." And that when you're going through, sometimes it's kind of hard to trust in the Lord. But then we say, "Lord, I want something new. I want this newness. I want to experience something new. I want to do the things you call me to do." And that newness can be scary sometimes in letting go of the old. But we have to walk in that trust. We have to walk in that trust. Hey, Kelly. And let me see. Justice, she wrote this. "I created the toxicity by listening to others, but when I spoke to the person, I was freed from that mess. Communication is bliss." You know what? Let me tell you this, Justice. Thank you for sharing. When you, that toxicity, when we talk to everyone else except the person that they're talking about, you know, that will happen. That will happen. And then not only does that happen, not only is that person free, not only are you free, but the person is freed because they didn't know what was going on in the first place. And you know what? And that's mess. And that keeps you from walking and having type of relationship that with that person that God wants you to have. Communication is bliss. You know, but trusting in the Lord. So, and with the new, we got to be willing to experience new things. I don't know about you, but I'm one of those type of people, I like the same things. I like what I like. If I go to a Chinese place, I know what I'm going to order. I like what I like when I like it. And then it's like, try something different. But are you willing to really, really allow the newness to come into your life? Are you really willing to trust in the Lord to do new things? How willing are, on a scale of 1 to 10, how willing are you to really, really allow God to bless you with the new things that he wants to bless you with? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the least, 10 being the greatest, what level are you in your willingness to trust the Lord to bring new things into your life? How willing are you? And Dr. Counselor Nicole, she wrote this. She writes this. In order to receive God's plan for us, we must be willing to give up something. When God rescued me from my toxic relationship bondage, I saw my position from him. Yes, yes. Greater is he who lives within you than he who lives within the world. When you begin to realize, thank you for sharing, Counselor Nicole and Justice. You know, when you are, oh yeah, and she says now she's a 10. She's ready for new things, and God is doing that. And when you allow God to do that and bring new things, he's going to change you from the inside out. Then people are going to be looking at you like, there's something different about you. What is it that's different about you? There's something different about you. You know, while we do this next conversation, I'm going to play this song from Marvin Winans Jr. This is Mistakes.
Once, twice, three times, so, I've made mistakes.
Three times, that's toxic relationships.
Four, five, six now, you have erased.
You really, 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 really.
I don't know what to call it, but
you are really
lied in your face. And now I need you again.
Realize you're much better.
Yes, now
realize
I need you again.
You know, guys,
who knows what I'm gonna be if he doesn't? Who would be my saving grace if he wasn't? I need love. I need love. I need love. If you don't, who can kiss the pain away? If you won't, I need love. I need love in the hardest way, like the Romans say. My mistakes were built in a day.
We don't get caught up in the other
time. How could I climb mountains all alone? How could I survive
without you? Like Terry said, we have to stay constantly in prayer. That's what we've got to do. Make sure that we're assisted.
Once, twice, three.
I hope you guys pray for me, and I pray for you guys.
You have erased.
You know,
I don't know what I'm gonna call it.
You know what?
Seems I've lied to your face. And now I need you again.
Everything's like good.
Yes, now I need you again.
I don't know how she got through that. I know well how. God's help and God's grace. So we have to be willing to allow that change to come. Let go of the old. Allow God to change your mind. Because we're willing to turn the she wrote, God knows how hard it is. He knows when we are lonely. But patience is a virtue. My readiness is allowing me to be strong in my faith and trust while waiting on you. Amen. I mean, Terry agreed with her. So true. Counselor, and then we walk by faith and not by thy own sight. That's so true. You know, as Christians, we've got to be willing to walk by faith. You know, we have to be willing to believe that God will do what it is, what he said he would do in our lives. You guys are giving it tonight. Cheryl, she wrote, there is a lot of growth and maturity that happens in the waiting. Ooh, yes. That waiting stage, you learn all about yourself. You learn all about your character. You learn so much in that waiting stage. And then she continues to write, waiting on his will in our life is tough, but so worth it. He does not forsake his own. You know what? Amen. It is so worth it. It is so worth it. You know, certainly I can discuss some things I can't. But one thing that I can discuss is this. When you wait for God, and you wait, and you allow God to do what he's going to do the way he's going to do it, listen, it's so much better. is so much rewarding. You know, allow God to bring the new into your life. Some things, you know, we can create, but we do create our atmosphere. We speak. Some things that are happening to us are things that we've spoken over our lives. But when we pray and we hear God's direction and we walk by that faith and not by sight, and we pray and we meditate on his word and we listen for his voice, then we hear him and we do those things which will bring forth the newness to happen and come into our life. Justice Walker, she wrote this, definitely covering you in prayer. Letting go can be hard, but staying in it, it's scarier. Woo, thank you so much for keeping your prayers. Thank you, Justice. Trust God to carry you in every situation. You know what? You spoke it right there. I'm ready to shout up in here. But I think I'm going to shout after I get off here and just go back and reread these things you guys that we're sharing with each other. Letting go can be hard, but staying in it is scarier. Staying in the newness, walking in the newness, walking in that newness can be scary. Staying in it, living that lifestyle of prayer, living that lifestyle of saying, you know, God, I'm going to trust in you, that you're going to carry me in every situation, carry me through the hurt, carry me through the pain. So out with the old, in with the new. You know, sometimes we focus so much on the past that it prevents us from even moving forward to the new. So we've got to be willing to, first of all, let go of the past, let go of the old. Then we got to trust him. And in trusting him, turn the corner on your past and look forward to that newness of life, You know, God kept on saying to me, new. And let me tell you, everything is new. And for me, I'm just going to share this with you guys. You know, I like my routine sometimes. But you know what? I'm learning in this season in my life. Step out the box a little bit. You know, try something a little different. You know, you have to eat the same things. Try something different. You know, if you want to lose weight, guess what? If you're not exercising, guess what? You need to exercise. Do something. Stay active. Do something. You want positivity in your life? Let go of those toxic relationships. You know, and then trust. Throughout this whole process, we just got to trust. What's up, bestie? What's up, Gail? Amen. Amen to the newness of life. Yes, yes. What's going on, Jackie? What's going on, Karen? Coming out of your comfort zone. That's what Gail was, my bestie Gail was saying, is saying tonight. Come out of your comfort zone. So in with the new. You know, be willing to step out of your comfort zone. And it's amazing when you step out of your comfort zone and God will bring someone there to encourage you. Guess what? You can do this. I want to tell you guys, I went to a RIP class tonight. And Dr. Counselor Nicole was there, and Mia, I called them the force, Anthony and Dee, all of them were there. And, you know, you might see me, I got through it. I'm not going to lie, I did get there late the first 2 weeks. I did 30 minutes, but I actually did pretty much from the beginning to the end tonight. I'm sore, but you know what? I couldn't kick that much, that well, but guess what? As I keep on doing that thing and walking in the newness, I'm going to get better. My endurance is going to get better. My kick is going to get stronger. My kick is going to get higher. Likewise, in allowing God to bring the newness into our life, taking those baby steps, be willing to take those baby steps. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. After we've turned that corner on the past, after we've turned that corner on those things that held us bound, then we can begin to look forward. And I got to tell you, stepping out there in ministry and seeing in front of different people, you know, and it makes you vulnerable sometimes. You know, preaching and allowing yourself to be transparent, and it can be a little scary sometimes. You know, like how people are going to receive the word, how they're going to receive my message. But, you know, it's not about comparing ourselves to each other. It's about just taking that stand and go ahead and doing what we've got to do. Let's do that together. Now, Montrell, she wrote this. We must remember that the waiting is not just waiting, but a time of preparation. That's so true. While we're waiting, he's preparing us. We can't enjoy the new things of God if we don't prepare our hearts to live in the newness of God. That's right. And really, really, really honestly, just surrendering to God, just surrendering, great word, Montrell, just surrendering to him and allowing him to really use us. Excuse me. Justice Walker, she wrote this, make a conscious decision and stick with it. If God said it is, believe it. Okay, if God said it is, believe it. That's true. And it's just really about making that conscious decision. But sometimes, you know, that fear will keep us from walking in that newness. But, you know, God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God's not giving us a spirit of fear. Make that conscious decision. Stick with it. You know, it's like saying, you know what? Like I'm doing this rip. Stick with it. And guess what? You're going to begin to see the change. You're going to begin to experience the change. And that's what's happening to me with this weight loss. I'm really just saying, you know what? I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, whatever it is that God's called you to do, whatever it is that he wants you to experience in this season, make that conscious decision. Trust him. Believe him. Allow him, while you're going through the preparation stage, to change you. Allow the change to come. Don't fight the change. Don't pray for change and then fight against it. I think sometimes we do that. Lord, please, if you'll do this, and then begins to do it. He brings people into your life that can assist you and help you to do it. And then you start fighting against it. I don't really want to change. No, this is what you prayed about. We have to be willing to do it. Be willing to do it. You know, Jacqueline, what's going on, Jackie? Mama Jackie said, remember you have to crawl before you walk. That's what God wants us to do, and he is waiting for us. That's true. We have to take those small steps. If you can't take a big step, take a small step. Why are you taking a small step? Still have that faith the size of a mustard seed. Dr. Nicole, Constance Nicole says this. She says, stay the course. Stay the course. See it through. See it through. Let me tell you the force. They will come out and get you if you don't show up to rib class. Terry, stepping out of my comfort zone is my fear. So this ministry tonight is what I needed. Praise God. Praise God, Terry. I'm with you right there, Terry. Stepping out of my comfort zone. You remember, Terry, we had talked about what's going on, Andrew. We talked about, Terry, months ago about preaching and stepping out. And right now I'm doing this through FaceTime. And the interaction is great. You know, with two or three are gathered in his name there, he will be in the midst. Even if people aren't watching now, so people can go back and they can watch this later. You know, this is definitely blessing me. And I'm glad that this is blessing you guys because this is where I'm at right now. How do you conquer fear? Justice Walker writes, face it boldly. That's right. Face that fear boldly. Amen. Ha! Y'all about to start making me shout up in here for real tonight. You guys are, God is so good. How do you conquer fear? Face it boldly. And making that change, whether it's allowing God to change your heart, allowing God to change your mind, allowing God to speak to you what he wants you to do in your life. Fear is keeping you from making that step and trying something different. Face it boldly. What will it hurt you if you try something different? You know, what if you do have success? What if you take that step and you fall? If you fall, get back up. You know what I'm saying? Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, you get up like that. Remember that engine, that little nursery rhyme about the the little engine. I think I can. And then speak as adults, speak the word as people, men and women of God, children of God, speak God's word over your life. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. You know, allowing the newness to come, stepping out of your comfort zone, doing something different. Do those things that are going to help you to get to that next level. You know, if God is telling you to start a business, start the business. You know, step out there. And you might make some mistakes, but guess what? When you do that, you're going to see the blessings that God will bring and God will do in your life. Dr. Counselor Nicole, she wrote this: the goal is written. Never change the goal. Simply revise the plan. Yes. That is it. I'm still here, guys. Sorry about that. The goal is written. The goal is already written. Never change the goal. Simply revise the plan. I love that. I'm adopting that, but I'm giving you the credit for it. You know, whoo, facing it boldly, Terry, facing it boldly. That, you know, and you know, what's up, Londra? You know, and that's the biggest thing God wants us to do. He wants us to face these things boldly.
Love is a dream come true.
bless us. He blesses us so we can also be a blessing to other people. So we can also be a blessing to other people. So whatever it is that you might be going through, guess what? When you speak and we share our stories with one another, guess what? We're encouraging each other. We're building each other like iron sharpens iron. You know, so all things are become new. Because we are in Christ, all things are become new. So allow the old to go and just think new. Speak positive affirmations over your life. Speak the word of God over your life. Walk in that newness. Align yourself with people who are walking in newness. Align yourself with people who are living for the Lord. Align yourself with people who are going in the direction that you want to go in. You know, sometimes we pray, you know, God, change me, change me, change me. He begins to change those relationships around us. We start freaking out, Lord, what is going on? How come these relationships are ending? But the thing about it is that when you allow God to move in your life and you do that, then you will experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, Justice Walker, she writes this. What's up, Corina? When you take that step of faith, you are saying, I trust you, God, with me. When you take that step of faith, you are saying, I trust you, God, with me. Let me say this. We're living in some crazy times. But guess what? Our God is bigger. So we're not going to magnify people. We're not going to magnify what people are going through and all the craziness. We're going to magnify God. So in with the new. Take that step. And as I bless tonight, stay in it. That's so true, Bernard. Without God, I am nothing. Without God, I am nothing. You know, and God wants to bless us. God wants to bless you. We have to be willing to allow him to bless us. I've heard this saying before, trust the process. Trust God. Trust that God is in the process. And when you come out on the other side of trials and tribulations, when you come out on the other side, then you will have that respect and respect for the blessing. You know, and that blessing will really, really mean something to you. Before we close tonight, is there anything else that anyone wants to talk about, share along the lines with the new? You know, stand in the new, in newness. Stand in it and trust in God for the process. And then, like Justice was saying, trust in God with you. Knowing that God will take care of you, knowing that God will keep you, knowing that God will bless you. What's going on, Greg? You know, I just want to encourage you guys tonight in your life to allow God to bring the newness into your life. You know, don't be afraid of what might happen. You might fall, but guess what? If you fall, get back up. You know that God is with you. Sometimes, like Mama Jackie was saying, you had to crawl before you walk. Sometimes it just matters just taking that one step. One step. One step. One thing I do is say, yes, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to take that step. I'm willing to allow the newness to come into my life. I'm willing to allow you to work in my life. Because guess what? He's not going to put new wineskin into old wineskin. It's just not going to work. The old wineskin is not going to be able to hold the new wine. But when you allow God to change you, to use you, to touch you, to bless you, you allow him and give him the opportunity, then you'll be prepared. And when you're going through that preparation stage, of change and you're waiting, he's preparing you and he's teaching you, then you will be fully prepared for the newness and for the things that God has in store for your life. So I just encourage you, your life, to let go of the old. Let go of the old. Face the fear of letting go of the old and facing the fear of the new things that God wants to do in your life. Pray. Live a lifestyle of prayer. Speak God's words over your life. Trust in Him. You know, Bernard says, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find. Yes, don't forget, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So if you don't even know what God is doing, what God wants to do in your life, ask. Seek and ye shall find. Amen. Thanks for that, Bernard. Cheryl wrote this. I take comfort in knowing that in these hard times on earth, God will return for His children. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Ooh, I'm right with you right there. God will return. I hope we need to keep our hope in God. Not our hope in man, but our hope in God. And be willing to take those steps. Be willing to do new things. Perhaps God might move you somewhere else. Perhaps God's telling you, you know, create a nonprofit organization. Perhaps God's telling you to write your second book. Perhaps God is telling you it's time for you to step out and sing a new song. Perhaps God is telling you it's time to step out on a new job. Perhaps God is telling you, you know, I just want you. You know, ultimately, we should want our lives. We should want to give God the glory in our lives. Ultimately, that newness doesn't necessarily equate things. You know, perhaps it's having a deeper relationship with the Lord. You know, I just want to make sure that you guys have a good relationship with the Lord and that you're willing to allow Him to work in your life. Does that mean you're perfect? No. There's no one who's perfect. We've all made mistakes. Even the people that you might think are perfect are far from perfect. You just don't know their idiosyncrasies. But if we don't compare ourselves with other people, when you say, just allow God to work in our life, the way He wants to work in our life, the way he blesses me might be different from the way he's wanting to bless you in this season. But God knows exactly what each and every one of us needs. He knows that. Thumbs up to you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I hope you guys are touched. And those I didn't get a chance to say what's up to, just know I didn't say it because I couldn't see a little tiny little bubbles going all over the place so I can call, say, give you a shout out. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in. And, you know, check me out at www.gwriteonline.com. And I pray that God will bless you. And you're coming and you're going. I pray that God will bless you. And I pray that you will be willing to allow the newness to come into your life. Allow God to touch your life. Allow God to change your life. You know, there are some people I remember. I was at church and someone might put him on the front street. I don't know how to direct. You know, God will see the blessing and the gifts that you have, and we'll be willing to walk in those things. Be willing to do something new, and just watch to see how God will touch and bless your life. You know, this is the season for change, you guys, and that change can't come if we're not willing to change. What's going on, Rob? If we're not willing to change, then change won't come. But if it's some place that God wants you to be, guess what? You might think that you know what steps you're going to do and where you're going to go, but God ultimately will order everything. Surrender to His will. Surrender to what God wants to do in your life. Surrender to the new things that God wants to bring into your life. You might be hurting today, but joy comes in the morning. You might be hurting today, but guess what? another day hopefully will come. But I just encourage you guys to keep God first. Walk with him. Allow him to bless you. Allow him to keep you. Be willing to wake up each day as a student, willing to learn. God bless you guys. Have a good night, and I hope to see you guys again really, really soon. I really want to say thank you guys for really blessing me tonight. You know, the words and spoken, you know, so profound and so encouraging. So I'll pray for you. You guys, please pray for me, okay? And I'll see you guys on Thursday. God bless you guys. Have a good night.